This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:15 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. So last week, a student in Kulai actually was hospitalised after her PE teacher allegedly forced her and her classmates to run 30 laps around a volleyball court while wearing face masks, and this was failing to complete their homework. Now, there's more to that story, but this has opened up questions about our guidelines for punishing students.
So to add on, the mother of that 15-year-old said that her child started to feel unwell after being made to run those 15 rounds and was allowed to walk for the remaining laps. And then she continued, however, to experience breathing difficulties and chest pains when she came home. So the mother basically questioned why the entire class was punished when only a few students hadn't completed their homework. And the school principal told China Press that the teacher had admitted his error in judgment and that the parents have accepted the apology. That's it. As you said, Lynn, this has opened up questions on really what are the guidelines when it comes to punishing students for misbehaving, and you know, do they extend to these kinds of actions?
And Wang Heng Swan, who is the Secretary General of the NUTP, basically said that they, you know, the union has met with Education Ministry in 2017 and 2018 to discuss amendments of the guidelines for student punishments, and that an improved version is in its final stages. But it remains to be seen, right, how exactly that's going to be. Wang also said that teachers should know the guidelines when it comes to punishing students, and teachers who violate them should be investigated. There's a lot to unpack there, you know, mostly in terms of what policies actually say, but also how they translate into action and what kind of training our teachers might need in order to carry that out accurately. So let us know, do you think that student punishment guidelines need to be reviewed? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Speaking with us now is Jessica Lim, Head of Training and Support at Teach for Malaysia. Jessica, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
So what did you feel when you first heard about this story of a student being made to run laps as a form of punishment?
Yeah, thank you for the question. So at Teach for Malaysia, our stance on discipline in the classroom is one based on restorative justice. So we believe that discipline at the heart of it should be about helping children to reflect on the consequences of their actions and then to learn new behaviours, which would allow them to be integrated into the classroom in a safe way for them as well as their classmates. So the risk with physical punishment that is not connected to the actual mistake or misbehavior, as we see in the recent case, is of course that we would cause harm for the child in our care, but also that the punishment does not achieve its purpose of developing the child, and instead it turns into possibly quite a traumatic experience for the child.
How often do you hear of incidents like this, where students are punished this way for misbehaviors like failing to complete their homework?
Well, there's a chance that it happens more frequently than is reported in the news. I think what happens is sometimes these punishments happen, but they don't result in a collapse or in a physical injury. Then, you know, we don't pay as much attention to it. And in our society, we might even laugh it off. But often we fall back to patterns of behavior that we're most familiar with. So I do think that many teachers teach the way that they're taught, and that teachers punish students because they don't know a better way of disciplining children.
And in response to all of this, right, several parties have brought up the need to update the guidelines for student punishment to be in line with today's standards. Can you talk to us about what our current guidelines even look like? What does it say about punishment?
Sure. Yeah, the current guidelines are actually not too different from the original guidelines laid out in 1959. That was quite a number of years ago. Since then, there have been 5 circulars with regards to student punishment, but they have not really changed since the original. They have just added on new SOPs, or they have reminded teachers of the original. But essentially, what it is currently is still that light corporal punishment may be dealt to students, but there is a very clear guideline on the types of misbehavior that would warrant the physical punishment, as well as the process that the school has to go through before administering such a punishment. So in the original guidelines issued in 1959, There is also a guideline on what the school needs to consider before they even think of physical punishment, and to show that they have done other things to mitigate the issue before considering that. There are also some details like public canning is something that is called out as being strictly prohibited, as well as corporal punishment towards girls.
What kind of changes would you like to see made to these guidelines?
In line with what we're trying to practice at Teach for Malaysia, I would think that a move towards restorative practices would ultimately help us to build a more inclusive society, you know, where the focus is not about shaming or making the students feel bad. Because if you think about that, you wouldn't see long-term changes in the student behavior if that is what our focus is on. But rather, I would like to see an approach to discipline where it's about cultivating skills for students to be able to be thinkers, to take responsibility for their actions, to even understand the consequences of their behavior, why it's important that they behave in a certain way, and then to take steps to find resolution. And, you know, I think if we could do that, like really focus on building and maintaining positive relationships across the school community so that everybody from the students to the teachers to the school leaders have the skills to restore conflict in healthy ways, then I believe that we would see improvement not only in student behavior, but also in the way that our students perceive learning and perceive school.
So what kind of training would you like to see being given to teachers when it comes to, you know, managing punishment or meting out punishment in a way that is proper and productive?
Yeah, so teachers have difficult jobs. I think I just want to acknowledge that. It's incredibly stressful to be in a classroom day in, day out, facing up to 50 human beings, all being unique individuals, all with their own demands. And, you know, we all have different factors that cause us to show up in a certain way. So I think the first step, really, what teachers need is emotional resilience and the EQ to be able to respond positively to these often very stressful situations. So I would recommend that we develop emotional resilience of teachers and equip them with the skills to be able to manage themselves and their emotions in these difficult situations. That's more of personal development. I think secondly, with my earlier recommendation to move towards a restorative approach, I think the training can also focus on supporting teachers to be able to create safe learning environments, to have the skills to be able to nurture healthy relationships. And this is a bit more proactive. And then secondly, as a more responsive way, they would also be equipped with the skills to be able to repair harm when it does happen, to know what to do when they face conflict and be able to transform that into something positive instead.
So incidents like this also typically spark debate on the right way for teachers to discipline students and what constitutes excessive punishment. What are your thoughts on this?
I actually think that a lot of what constitutes excessive punishment is actually prohibited in the original MOE guidelines. And even in the reminders in the circulars that have come up in later years, we see that MOE is trying to remind teachers that this is not recommended and that teachers should not be acting out of emotions and so on. So I think at a baseline, most people would agree that punishing students to the point of physical injury is simply not okay. For example, I'm glad that the teacher actually realized the impact of his actions and that he has apologized, and it's also very kind of the parents to have accepted that apology. But I think just focusing on, you know, what's going wrong will not help. If such a situation were to happen, I think we need to find out what is the root cause of the teacher acting in such a way instead, and to address it at its core. Is it essentially a gap in the knowledge, or is it skill, or is it mindset? And then I think from there, we can have more productive ways of dealing with the situation.
So on that note, how do we steer conversations like these to focus on providing safer spaces for students to learn?
Oh, yeah. So I think, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I do believe that if people knew a better way of doing something, they would typically do it. That is my general belief with people. So when we have conversations like this, sure, we can begin with what is wrong, but I think it's only helpful for us if we end that conversation with what can be done to make it better and for there to be a commitment to making it better together. You know, meaning if we want to focus on providing safer spaces for students to learn, we need to be talking more about how that happens, not just stopping the conversation at what is wrong. We need to be equipping not only teachers, actually, but also school leaders and parents on how to resolve conflict and how to support their children to deal with the consequences of their actions.
So in closing then, what more do you hope to see being done to improve our education system in this regard?
I think 1959 was quite a long time ago, and I do acknowledge that MOE has, then supplemented that original guideline with several other amendments. But I do hope that there will be a review of these guidelines and even actually to have clearer communication about these guidelines, because they might not be as clear as we like them to be. And even if it's clear to the teachers, I think we would also like the public to be informed about these guidelines, for parents to be aware of them, and for community members to know what is happening, so that we can all come together and just help to make this improve this situation. And hopefully embrace, I really do hope that our society would also embrace and believe in the dignity and potential of each person, so that the way that we want to deal with misbehavior would be aligned both in the classroom as well as in society.
All right. Jessica, thank you so much for speaking with us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
That was Jessica Lim, Head of Training and Support at Teach for Malaysia, speaking to us about the need to update our guidelines when it comes to punishing students, and also I think to gain a better understanding of how punishment should be employed in the school system as a whole. Let us know what your thoughts are by WhatsApping 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.